Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. The Waterbury Republican American covers our area. And, of course, Ruth is the correspondent that is smack dab in all the middle of what's going on around here. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. I first want to express my sympathies on your pussycats.
It was a bad week. It was
terrible. You've had a rough time of it.
And I've had my animals as family members my whole life, and I have never had a week where two passed away. One was kind of expected because it was around 19, but the other one was just totally unexpected. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. And I know you are such a good caregiver. Oh. You are devoted.
It was a devastating week for me, but their memory lives on. So off
good.
We go. And,
good, good, and, good. Busy week, even in the heat. We had to get out there and cover what was going on. And it wasn't just me. It was others making the news that were out there as well. I do want to make a point. We've visited the Green Bus, Heather Matthews Library Bus, at the concert the other night, which was fabulous. I mean, what she is doing is just terrific. But I just want to make a correction. They put in that she, in the headline, that she is an ex-teacher. No, she is a longtime Sharon Center school teacher. So I just want to make sure that gets corrected.
And she's at it again this week.
Yeah, she's out there with. It was just charming to see all the people flocking to her little green bus that she tootles around in and gets all these free books, and people, you know, are ready to pay her. And she said, no, just take them. And she's got so many, she said, you know, her house is filled and more coming. So, and the idea is to keep kids reading in the summer because they slide back during vacation. And it's working.
Today she's at Sharon Ridge from 5 to 6 o'clock this evening. On Wednesday, once again, she'll be at Veterans Field for the concert from 6 to 8:30. And then she'll be at Little Rascals on Thursday from 12:30 to 1:30. You see that green bus? You know, there's free books.
And she's even doing more than those, I think. Yeah, so if you see it, hunt her down. That's great. Another lovely function this week was the celebration of life for Dave Lindsay. David, as you know, I'm sure you had him or knew of him.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Everybody seemed to love either he was a coach, a teacher, a mentor, a robotics advisor. He was everything. And his family held a lovely celebration of life at the high school on Friday afternoon. We were nicely well attended. Lots of lovely tributes to him. And, of course, the track and Housatonic is named in his honor, and which is makes the family very happy, of course.
You know, I had him as a teacher. As a teacher, he had just this very low-key, great sense of humor. He was always upbeat, and even if he had to discipline you, he was always upbeat about it. There was nothing that was negative that ever came out of that man's mouth in the 4 years that I had him as a teacher.
And everybody talked about the impact he had, and he loved the kids, and he took them on these geological trips across the country, and was on Dave Beiersdorfer jokingly talked about the two of them working together in the summers, and just all the humor. He was in a couple of shows, even did that, you know, student production. So it was very nice for the community and for the family to celebrate his life. We also, I think, I haven't seen today's paper. There should be a story on a big subdivision being proposed.
I was going to ask you about that. And this is in North Canaan, right?
It is in North Canaan. It's right across. I was told the best way to look at it was from across Weatog Road, across the river. And, yes, it's up off Honey Hill. And Bruce McGever owns the property. He's talking about putting 51 condominium units on 114 acres in the forested area. What's interesting here, Marshall, is that Tim Abbott is chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission, this application will come before, and Tim made it clear that he would recuse himself because he has concerns, and he cannot fairly, you know, talk about this coming from his position. So he will not be part at all of any of the discussions when this comes before them.
What's so unbelievable about this article? At the same time in Great Barrington, there is a proposal for condominiums there.
Oh, really?
And I say to myself, isn't there something the towns can do where if you're going to put in condominiums, make a certain percentage of them be affordable housing condominiums? I mean, there's got to be, because we don't have a need for more full-price condominiums.
Interesting point.
We have a need for, yes, to have full-price condominiums, but New York City does this all the time, and they skirt around it a lot of different ways. At certain towns, you can pay extra, like in Armenia. Salo Ridge paid, I think, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousand dollars extra, so they didn't have to put in affordable housing. But I think every town should look at this and say, you want to build 45 condominiums, make it 35, and put in 10 or 12 affordable housing condominiums.
Well, you make an interesting point because of the juxtaposition of that meeting. You had this presentation early on, and then Jocelyn Ayer gave her presentation about their affordable housing plan in Canaan. I mean, it was so, yeah, you have both sides of the spectrum here, and you're absolutely right. I mean, we talk affordable housing constantly, all the time, and these are not going to help the people who need to stay here and work here.
I'm not against builders building full-price condominiums, but they should also, in the community interest and the regional interest, take maybe 10 to 15% of those and turn them into affordable housing. They cannot, when they build them, they don't have to put in the top-of-the-line appliances and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of ways they can get around it. I hope towns do more and more of that. Because
there was talk of that years ago when they were doing zoning applications, you know, would you give X percent to affordable housing? And I don't know, it never seemed to get off the ground.
Well, it better sooner or later.
yeah. We all know how desperate that housing situation is. But we'll be following along and see when that comes. This was just a preliminary presentation. We'll see where it goes in the future. Cornwall was jumping with the rummage sale this weekend. I was up there, and you can imagine how much, after 2 years of not holding it.
It continues today with the bag sale.
Yes, it continues today, but there's plenty of stuff for people. I would urge them to go take a look and get some good bargains. It's in four locations around Cornwall. So, looking ahead, Marshall, we have, I don't know what you have this week. I have Thursday, the vote on the access to the rail trail to allow that affordable housing project to go through for the...
Yep, that's coming up in Salisbury on Thursday, yes.
Thursday, 7:30 at the Congregational Church. You know, that's the land that Jim Dresser has donated in Salisbury, in the center of the village, and they need a 125-foot access route to parallel the rail trail to gain access to that. So... and Saturday is a busy day. It's going to be Lou Bucherri leading a walk through Lakeville and at 10 a.m. talking about all the historic places. And, of course, the Jane Lloyd Clambake is Saturday up at
St. Tree Hill. $70, and you have to check with thejanelloydfund.org to see if there's tickets available to the Clambake. But if the Clambake is all sold out or you don't like lobster or clams, you can just go. And you can go there and you can purchase hamburgers, hot dogs, soda, ice cream.
And
support the cause. You don't have to have the lobster or the clams. You can just go. And there's music all day long. It really is a great event.
It's a social event. And on Sunday, there's the Dorson Lecture in Cornwall. The current exhibit is about freemans, enslaved people and Native Americans in Cornwall, and this coincides with that. There'll be a talk on that at 3 p.m. I did, as you suggested last week, stopped in at the new ice cream shop, Marshall.
Yep.
And Sharon, which is next to Le Gamin restaurant, and they were hopping. I used some discipline and did not buy any, but it sure looked good. It's a French-made ice cream, and Robert at Le Gamin is very excited. And
it was hopping again this weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. And we stopped at the artisan sale on the lawn of the White Hart on Saturday as well. Those people, hot as it was, were still doing business. So, it did hamper a few things, but people were still out there.
Other meetings in Sharon, the Historic District Commission meets tonight at 5:30. Salisbury Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission at 6:30. In Kent, Inland Wetlands tonight at 7 p.m. in the Village of Millerton. As a Board of Trustees meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. So life goes on with them. There's meetings all week long.
And loads of concerts still going on.
Yeah, Sharon has the Wednesday night concert.
Yep.
VFW Sunrise Series concert on Thursday. And then on, I think it's Friday, Kent has their concert at the Kent Land Trust Field.
Mm-hmm.
So that might even be Thursday. I'm not
sure. I think that's Thursday.
Thursday as well.
So plenty of reason. And if this storm comes that you're saying is coming, maybe it'll cool things off a little.
No, not enough, because it's going to get sunny again and hot again.
So we're going to
have thunderstorms, some possibly severe, basically this afternoon into this evening as well. And some, they'll pop up anytime. So it's just one of those days where
keep your eye up, eye to the sky, as Bob Harris used to say. Well, we keep going, and we'll carry on.
All right, Ruth, I want you to stay cool this week.
Okay. Always good to chat with you, Marshall. Have a good week.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Ruth Epstein, of course, our correspondent from the Republican American covering our area. You can find her stories in the paper. You can get home delivery, pick it up at newsstands throughout the area. Or you can subscribe via the web, which is rep-am.com. And you can listen to Ruth at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Ruth Epstein with the Republican American Report.